Hey guys, it's the middle of April, April 15th. Many of us know April 15th as Tax Day. We're not going to be talking about taxes today. We're going to be talking about the sword of the Spirit. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, as we wrap up the armor of God, it says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God, the Bible, the Word of God, God's instructions to us. It reminds me of a verse out of Hebrews chapter 4, and this is how wonderfully precise the Word of God is. It says in Hebrews 4:12, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." This is an offensive instead of defensive. This is an offensive weapon or part of the armor that we are to take up. I love how Paul gives us the word picture of putting on the armor, as we've talked in order of what you would do. And the last thing you would do is put on your helmet. And then after you put on your helmet, what would you do? You would pick up the sword. And so guys like this one, men love this one because you're ready to go into battle. And we've been talking in this little series that we've done in Pray Today about getting up each day and putting on the entire armor. And then we've got to make sure that we are ready to go into battle by taking God's word with us. So the sword of the Spirit can be seen as using Scripture specifically to fend off the enemy. There's no greater example of this than when Jesus was sent to the desert to be tempted. And what did Jesus use every time he was attacked by the enemy? He used the sword of the Spirit. He used God's own word. He quoted verses out of the Psalms, I believe, and out of Deuteronomy, and he took the attacks of the enemy, and he took the sword of the Spirit, and he went on the offensive. And when he went on the offensive, Satan left him alone. Eventually, Satan left him, and it says that the angels of God came to be with Jesus. So the temptation of the enemy was replaced by God's angels, and that's kind of a cool thing to think about in itself. If Jesus used the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to fend off the enemy, don't you think we should too? So today, as you walk into your day, or if you're doing this at night, as you walk into tomorrow, I want to remind you one final time to get up, put on the full armor. It doesn't say put on part of the armor of God. It doesn't say put on the breastplate and put on the helmet and you're good to go. It says put on the full armor of God. And let's not forget the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is living and active and precise. So this is one of the reasons it's so important for us to be in the Word of God, in memorizing Scripture. And some of us can sit down and repeat a Scripture over and over and memorize it. Others of us just read it over and over over years, and it goes from our head into our hearts, and we remember it exactly when God, when we need to remember things, God gives us those verses, that sword of the Spirit. So let's make a commitment to getting to know the Word of God. And no matter how inept you may feel, it takes years for people to really learn to use the sword of the Spirit. But don't give up and don't disqualify yourself, but instead say, I'm going to get into the Word of God. I'm going to know the Word of God better. Let's pray. God, thank you so much that you have given us such a neat illustration through your Apostle Paul in how we are to equip ourselves to go out into this world. And Father, I ask that for myself and my friends hearing this today, that you would continually, through the power of your Holy Spirit, remind us. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is our encourager and our reminder, our counselor. And would your Holy Spirit, God, just counsel us in reminding us to put on the full armor of God. Today specifically, we pray for the sword of the Spirit to be so precise in guiding our lives. But we know, Father, that we've got a job to do, and that's to be familiar with your word. So God, no matter where we're at in our knowledge of the Bible, our memorization of specific scriptures or passages, thank you for taking us where we're at. And we just ask, Lord, that you would walk with us as we get to know your word better. And today we choose to put on the full armor of God. In Jesus' name, amen.